great. I feel good. Everything's just back on normal page. I was just going out practicing with the team. It feels good to be back to the normal routine.
Rob, Bill has talked to us in the past about how having fully padded practices the last couple weeks has helped you guys. You guys did that again yesterday late in the year. Is it tough to put the pads on and go through some contact drills, or how has it helped you guys?
I mean, whatever coach's call is, I mean, we practice pads throughout the whole year, so it's really nothing different. No difference if it's beginning of the year, end of the year. I mean, just more used to the pads anyways throughout end of the year. So it's just good to always be hitting, just have the mind, just have the body used to it, so when game time comes, you're ready to roll.
Is there a different feel around this time of year after you guys clinched the division? You guys kind of feel like everything's starting to ramp up a little bit?
No, it's like the same feel every week, and it's just put everything you got into the opponent. It's the Titans this week. Just got to concentrate on them and take them. And we just got to focus and put all the work into the Titans this week.
If a rookie comes to you at this time of year and says, how does the game change a little bit? Because the game does change. I mean, the tempo, the momentum, all that toward the end of the year. They come to you asking you, what's different about this time of year, football this time of year?
I'll just tell them to keep working hard, keep playing hard, and give it all you got and keep doing what you got to do to help the team out.
Rob, even though you're obviously concentrating on the defense, when you see a talented tight end on the other side, what do you think of your counterpart for the Saints?
Yeah, he's definitely a great tight end. He's got a lot of athletic ability to make plays out there, which is always good to see other tight ends being successful out there, making plays. Always just helps out the position. It's good to see. But just during the game, just really focus on, like you said, the defense of the Titans.
Rob, when a guy's coming back from an injury, how important is it during that whole process to have like an open dialogue with the training staff, with the medical staff, and have everything very clear above board so that everybody knows what's going on? I'm not just talking about you, Julian, or Dion, or anybody in any state. It must be important in how it all operates, how it works.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely important. You just want to be open. You want to be honest with all the people around you that counter the decision if you can go out there. You just want to be open with the doctors on how you're feeling, with the training staff and with the coaches.
Do you have to ever throttle it down and say, look, I know I'm a football player, I paid to play football, it's football season, but I have to do what's best. Again, regardless of what you or any single player in the league has to measure those decisions.
I mean, I can't speak for anyone else in that terms, but I mean, if I feel like I need to be throttled down, my body I just feel like my body isn't going, then yeah, you just gotta speak up, speak how you're feeling, and just let them know, and just so everyone's on the same page and everyone can work around with it, and see where you're at. So definitely if you're going too hard or if you're doing too little, you just let them know, and you can amp up the workouts or you can just decrease the physical ability of what's going on. I mean, you got to come in, work hard, get the playbook down and everything, but there's always opportunities for new players when they come in to come in and make an impact. Just got to work hard and catch up at a fast rate.
What have you seen from this Titans defense, Rob, that will be a challenge for you guys?
They're good. I mean, they got good pass rush. They can get to the quarterback, and we just got to be ready. They're a team that they bring it every game. Their defense, they got a lot of solid players out there, big, fast, and they play physical. So we got to be ready when it comes come to hit them back in the mouth when they come this Sunday.
A lot of people say that you are one of the most important people in the AFC right now. Your health, your level of play over the course of these last few games going into the postseason. What's it like to have that kind of pressure?
I mean, I don't really focus on or listen to stuff like that. Really just trying to get better as a player every week, just focusing on the team that we got to play that week and just trying to do whatever's best for the team that week.
You played a season-low number of snaps last week. Was that going into the game? Was that kind of intentional? Do you have a target number?
I mean, there was no target number. It was just the coach's plan, just to get me back in the feel of the game. And I was down with it. It worked out great. And now whatever the coach's plan is this week, whatever they have this week, I'll be ready to roll.
On the Titans, you mentioned the pressure that they like to put on. Is that mostly blitz? You know, when you look at that, are they a heavy blitz percentage?
They got a good blitz package, definitely. They got solid linebackers, outside rushers that can rush iron. They got good D tackles. So putting together a solid blitz package, that we got to be ready. I mean, he's a good player. He's athletic. He can make plays, and it's always good to see other tight ends being successful out there. It definitely helps out the position.
What about your group as well? I mean, you got Asante, you've been kind of helping out Scott. Just the group as a whole, there's a lot of, it seems like, flexibility there with you guys, the tight end position.
Yeah, I love working with the group we have here. We go out to practice every single day, and we have fun out there. But at the same time, we're getting work done. We're going hard. If it's we're giving reps for the scout team, we're giving them good reps. Or if we're giving reps on first team, as a tight end group as a whole, we always try and go out there and put our best out there as a group effort. All right, guys.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thank you.